This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vateereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera nhasi uri musi wesvondo nyamafufu 28 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabyelection dzichaitwa munyika, sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha. Sangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa rerural teachers union of Zimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi yebasi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina sekurongwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa. Iyi ndiyo misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kustudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Bato reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabyelection dzichaitwa kuNorton nekuChimanimani West nedzimwe dzingangoitwa munyika, sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vaJacob Ngarivhume vanoti pari zvino bato ravo riri kurwisa nyaya dzinokosha dzakaita sekuti mitemo yesarudzo ivandudzwe, pamwe nekuramba kutambira mari dzemabond notes kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe munyika. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaNgarivhume pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isuse bato reTransform Zimbabwe, sarudzo idzodzo pari zvino hatisi kudzipinda. Chatisi kudzipindira ndechekuti tiri mubishi, kana kuti we are too busy focusing on electoral reform. Tikubatana pamwe chete nemamwe mapolitical party mumera, uye sebato reTransform Zimbabwe munoziva manjimanji taachidemonstrate enyaya yemabond notes, inotine zvakawanda zvatiri kutungamira kurwisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Saka idzodzo sebato reTransform Zimbabwe hatisi kuzodzipinda nekuda kwekuti tine zvinhu zvinokosha zviri kudiwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe zvavakutarisira, zvinopfuure sarudzo dzinobirwa naMugabe. Toita nechuwa kutsirwe kuti vanhu vaenzerwe zvakanaka kupfuura sarudzo dzaanobva azobira. Iko zvino tiri bhizi kurwisana nenyaya yeelectoral reform.
Asi ka mune tarisiro yekupinda musarudzo dza2018, vamwe vanogona kuti dai mapindawo musarudzo idzo dzemabyelection kuti vanhu vazive kuti bato renyu ririko kana maakuzopinda musarudzo dza2018. Munoti
kana vanhu vachifunga kuti zvakatinakira izvozvo kuti tisimudzire bato izvozvo itsinga dzakanaka, asi chiripo chatiri kuida ico zvinoseba iri kuti takatinanotarisana nenyaya yekuzire zvinhu zviri kutarisa vanhu kuti zviitike, zvinosanganisa electoral reform iyoyo. Tiri kuita tiri kurwa zvakanyanya tichibatana nevanhu kurwa izvozvo, nekuti muna 2018 tiri kutarisira kuti tichasvika kana 2018 mushure mekunge tarwisa nekugadzirisa zvinhu zvizvinhu izvi zvatinofanira kunge tichigadzirisa zvinosanganisira electoral reform. Saka isuse bato tinogaidwa uye tinotungamirwa zvakare munadhesizhon anobuda kunational executive yedu. National executive yedu hongu yakatipa mvumo iyoyo yekuti tokwanisa kukwidza musarudzo. Asi iko zvino pari zvino sarudzo dzekunotora hatina nguva yekuti tikwidze sarudzo idzodzo, nekuti tiri bhizi kudemonstrata nekuratidzira mastreet against the coming bond note. We are also busy demonstrating tichiti aiwa hatisi kuda zvachose chose zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Saka izvozvo zviri kutishaise nguva yekuti tiwane nguva yekuti tinge tipinde musarudzo idzodzo.
Bato renyu ringatarisirwa here kuzomira riri roga musarudzo dza2018 kana kuti muchange muchitarisirwa kushanda nemamwe mapato amuri kushanda nawo pane ino nguva pasi penera?
Zvinhu iyoyo sarudzo iyoyo yekuti bato redu richamira rega kana kuti richange rakabatana nevamwe inobva kuwa sijini debato re Transform Zimbabwe ili kiza nebare gulwe pa msoro the National Executive. Kata National Executive mbole nindi imba unisa president we Transform Zimbabwe kutitone kutitofamba sei marindene lana.
Mutungamiri webato re Transform Zimbabwe wa Jacob Ngaruvume wari parunare muarare ne Studio 7. Sangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi ebazi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina chapera sekurongwa kwaranga rakaita sezvo muguta maive nekuratidzira kwaiitika musi iwoyo kwaitadzisa vanhu kufamba. Utungamiri wesangano iri wakanga uchitarisirwa kufamba makiromita mazana maviri kubva kumutavatava kuenda kuHarare asi wakazosiyira panzira urongwa uhu mushure mekutyisidzirwa nevasori pamwe nevavanoti inhengo dzezano PF. Tabata munyore mukuru wesangano iri vaRobson Chere kuti tinzwe zvakazoitika.
Hatina kukwanisa kuti tinge tinosiya gwaro iroro nekuda kwemapurisa anga akazara mumugwagwa yataikwanisa kunge tichifamba nayo tichinosiya petisheni iyoyo. Tinova zvinhu zvakadhivisa kuti tiende sezvo kwese kwataifamba zvanga ingori mhinga mupini. Saka tiri kuti tigare pasi tione kuti tichaviendesa here seexecutive zvakanga takaronga kana kuti tichangotumira vairi kana vatatu vachanorisiya petisheni iyoyo.
Asi tichitarisa zvamava makananga kubva pamakatanga urongwa hwenyu hwekufamba mungati here pane zvamakakwanisa kuburitsa kana kukunda?
Zvokwadi takakunda chero pano zvino tiri kuti petition haisati yasvika kumuzinda mukuru weMinistry of Primary and Secondary Education asi petition yakasvika tichitedzera iwo mamiriro avanoita mune zvedzidzo nekuti petition takaisiya kumutavatava ikaendeswa kuna Provincial Education Director. Patakasvika kwamurehwa tichida kusiya imwe Provincial Education Director akati zvokwadi imwe petition yakuno achaendeswa kuvakuru asi isusu seRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tangatoda kuti tiendese tega kwaminista. Saka tiri kuti zvakadaro tikakwanisa kuisa nyunyuto dzedu zvakadaro tichimirirazve kuti vange vachigadzirisa nyunyuto dzedu idzodzo kana dzisina kugadziriswa isu tinoti sezvatakataura munhunha dzedu dziri mugwaro renyunyuto iroro riroregumi rekuti kana zvichinge zvakundikana zvese tinoti aiwa ka hurumende yakundikana yaiwani kuita dissolve zviri muconstitution kuitwa maelection matsva kouya hurumende inokwanisa kugadzirisa nhunhunha dzedu sevarayiridzi.
Mune hurongwa here hwekuratidzira nenzira iyoyi kune mamwe matunhu?
Tine hurongwa hwekuratidzira kune mamwe matunhu asi takati titange neuzumba maramba pfungwe zvinova zviri ndizvo zvakarizovwa neNational Executive then tozoenda kune mamwe matunhu akasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe.
Avanga vari munyori mukuru wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaRobson Chere vari parunare neStudio 7. Bato reMDCT mudunhu reMashona Land West rinoti rino urongwa hwekuti nhengo dzaro dzekumaruwa dzifore dzichibva mumaruwa akasiyana-siyana dzichinoungana pamagunje Growth Point dzichiratidzira. Murongi wemabasa mubato reMDCT kuMashona Land West waWilson Makanyaire vanoti kuratidzira kwavo kwakanangana nekwavanoti kukanganwiwa nehurumende pakusimudzira vanhu vekumaruwa. Kuratidzira kwanga kuchiitwa maguta chete asi vamakanyere vanoti vakakumbira utungamiri webato ravo kuti vabvumidzwe kuratidzirawo kumaruwa. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita.
Tinotenda utungamiri weMDC nevision yavo. Vakatanga izvi kuratidza kuti hurumende vamugaba hatichadi zvikaita mumadhorobha zvikaita mumaguta mose. Pari zvinezvi semashwesi iri murongo webasa taakunanga kumaruzevha taakunanga kumarural areas taakunanga magrowth point. Mata unokumbira vana sabhuku vana mambo vana vekumusha vana baba varimi nevari kutambura vose kuti ngatimirei titarisane nehurumende iyi tingopedza nayo kamwe chete. So tine urongwa hwekuti nemusi wa 3 September takanyorera mapfuza zviri pamutemo tikavazivisa kuti titange tichifamba kubva munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana tichienda pamagunje Growth Point. Vanhu vedu vakanga vachifamba vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Dirimawe 15 kilometers from Magunje kuti vauye mumagunje. Pane vamwe vatanga vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Chisape zvakare vachiuya magunje vachinga vanhu muri manhu zvisakawira. Kwoita vamwe vanenge vachiri vari mumagunje imomo vachinga vanhu muri manhu zvisakanyuka. Kwoita vamwe vanenge vachibva kunzvimbo inonzi Karereshi vachiuya zvakare mumagunje vachinga vanhu muri manhu zvidzera. ndiuma nichasangana na neutungamiriri weprovince ichange ichingamana na professor chairman yule Magunje ini semurongo webasa ndinga ndiripona chairman wangu neruzhinji rwabereki chauya tichiratidzira kuhurumende yezanupf kuti isu hatichadi sekuma reserve taakuona kuti aiwa takabvira kare kusapota vamugabe takabvira kare kumira nehurumende yavamugabe vati inongotirasa muzvinhu zvizhinji
zvii zvikuru zvaita kuti mutore danho irori
isu sevanhu vekumaruwa hatichadi zvimwe chikuru chapa kuti titore danho irori takatarisa marodzi edu akapesa kugadzirwa muhurumende yasmith panguva yese tanga tichitarisa kuti vamugabe zvichida pamwe vachaonawo kuti marodzi edu akanaka nzira dzekuedu hakuna kana imwe chete yakagadzirwa yakanaka kubva vamugabe vatonga nyika ino anyongori makomba nzira yose chechipiri tatira kuratidzira zvekare inyaya yezvirimwa zvedu foja yedu yatinorima zvibage zvedu zvatinorima hazvitengi nehurumende iyi zvakanaka zvinombunyikidzwa kutaura kwandinoda kudai tine varimi vazhinji vavimbisa kuti vatange vari padhemo iyi vasina kubhadhara mari yavo yavakaendesa kuJMB kwemasizoni maviri matatu adarika but chakakosha ndechekuti chaziisa nyika chaziisa mwari chaziisa pasi rese kuti aiwa hatisi kufana nehurumende yamugabe
saka makaa maungana mumagunje mamuri kusangana umu zvii zvamuchazoita
mumagunje umu tine gwaro ratinenge tiinaro ratichasiya pakanzuro patichafunga kuti isu ipapo tinowana munhu akamirira da wenzvimbo yehurungwe hatizogonedi kumacha kuenda kukaroi kwavanenge vari tichatenderera kuti tiri mumagunje takabata maparakadzi edu tataurawo nyaya dzedu tichaadresa vanhu nekuti magunje great point ndokabhizi area kedu katina kumunzvimbo iyoyi
murongi webasa muMDCT kumashanaland west wawilson makanyaire vari parunare nestudio 7 tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamafufu 29 studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zvevoa english to africa africa news tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu koti wemugovera nesvondo pachirongwa chenightline africa studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa chelive talk icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muzimbabwe pawebhusaiti yedu ticharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi makumi matatu kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata endai pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanoti pachirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo
tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Vivid Gwede avo vakauya muno muamerica mazuva mashoma apfuura vachiita chirongwa chemandela washington fellowship vachibva vapedza ndokudzokera kuzimbabwe tinokutambirai nemufaro mukoma Vivid
zvakanakai manheru vateereri
aiwa tinotenda kuti vateereri vari nani zvavo mukoma Vivid tiri kunzwa kuti makasarudzwa kuti mupinde mubhodhi revechidiki vari kuchamhembe kweafrica kana kuti southern africa board regore ra2016 remandela fellowship program mungatiudza kuti sarudzo iyi inofamba sei
vatungamiri vechidiki vakabva ku nyika yeUnited States mazuva apfuura kwavanga vakaenda kuprogiramu yeMandela Washington Fellowship vakagara pasi vari vemuZimbabwe vachitsvaga anga vavangaisa kubhodhi reSouthern Africa redunhu reSouthern Africa vakabva vasarudza kuti ini ndichange ndirini achange achivamiririra musarudzo dzebhodhi reSouthern Africa
saka bhodhi iri rakakosha zvakadii
bhodhi reSouthern Africa reMandela Washington Fellowship basa rarinoita nderekuti vatungamiriri avo vakawanda wanda vechidiki vanga vari kuUnited States vanosanganisira vari mune zvemabhizimisi vari mune zvekodzero Warikuita zvakawanda wanda kumakomima munharaunda dzavo kusanganisira vakatangawo mabhizimusi avo ane chokuita nekutsvaga masimba kana kuti energy dzakachena yatingati iyo muchirungu clean energy vanoshandisa masola nezvakadaro daro vakawanda vakabatana kuti tinge tichisadza bhodhiri bhodhiri basa raro nderekuti ringe richitarisira zvirongwa richitarisa zvirongwa zvingakwanisa kuitwa nevechidikawa kuti vaenderere mberi nezvirongwa zvavagara vachiita zvinove izvo zvakaendesa kuunited states zvinove izvo zvirongwa zvavari kudzoka kuno kumba kuti vakwanise kunge vachienderera mberi nazvo vaane humbo hunyowani humwe hwavakawana mushure mekunge vaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa vachidzidza zvakawanda vachinoona vanoitawo nezvakada kufanana naizvozvo asi kuti vachiita waine vavakumberi munyaya even dzetechnology vavakumberi even munyaya yekudzidzisisa zvinhu dzakati wandei maererano nezvavari kuita izvozvo.
Tichitarisa imi madzokera kumba, pane zvamuri kuona here zvashanduka zvamungati chirongwa ichi chakakubatsiraiwo?
Ndichitarisa ndichidzoka kumba inini pate zvangu chirongwa ichi chakandibatsira zvikuru panyaya yekuona kuti tingafambisa sei nyaya dzedevelopment kunyanya nyaya dzetechnology dzimwe dzatakadzidza kwatakanga tiri kuunited states tainotarisa zviri kuitwa nevamwe ikoko takakwanisa kuona zvimwe maproject maererano nezveutano takaona maproject maererano nokubatsira macommunity anga asati asimukirawo ari muunited states tikadzidza maitiro akasiyana neatiri kuita kuno kumusha ndichitaurawo nevechidiki vamwe vandinavo vatakabva nawo ndinoona vazhinji vacho vanodudzira shoko iroro rekuti vakadzidza zvakawanda maererano nemushure mekunge vaenda kuunited states ende vanotarisa kuti vachange vachikwanisa kushandisa zvinhu izvo zvavakadzidza mumabasa avari kuita ndingati inini zvakavabatsira nemakore akati wandei vakajamba kana kuti vakadanhuka makore akati wandei munyaya yekunzwisisa kwavo zvekunge dai vasina kuenda vangadai vaine kunzwisisa kwako zvimwe zvinhu zvakati wandei kungadai kwakatisarirei.
Mubvunzo wekupedzisira, mukoma Vivid, madzokera muri kushandawo here nevamwe vechidiki vasina kuwana mukana iwoyo kuti muvadzidzisewo zvamakakwanisa kunge muchiwana pamanga muri kuamerica?
Kune zvirongwa zvinonzi Yali Lens iprogramu yakangonangana nekuti tipe ruzivo rwatakawana kune vamwe.
Aiwa, tinokutendai mukoma Vivid nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Dzakanakai, tinotenda.
Avo vanga vari mukoma Vivid Gwede, vanoshanda nesangano reZim Rights, uye vanga variwo pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship, chinokokerwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama, icho chinopa vechidiki vemuAfrica mukana wekuuya kuzodzidza kuAmerica. Aiwa, hamawadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Zvino tokutokopai kambo, ndiani atigo kubva kuna Steve Makone. Yabva yangoita nzwisa yekamboka Steve Makoni, ndiani ati go. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai titarise musoro inhau zvakare. Bato reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti harisi kuzopinda musarudzo dzemabielections dzichaitwa munyika sezvo pari zvino rakatarisana nenyaya dzinokosha dzinoda kugadziriswa. Sangano revarayiridzi reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti rakakundikana kunosiya gwaro renyunyuto kumahofisi ebazi rezvedzidzo yepasi nemusi wechina sekuronga kwarakanga rakaita. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiya mina Mavlas Muhlanganya uye.
A very
very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 28th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, Vice President of the Movement for Democratic Change. So the first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task number one.
One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
The decision to conduct under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe.
Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in the upcoming by-elections.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Vazenzuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition likes.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe says the tradition plays an important part in her life and takes us down Lover's Lane on how she got her husband. As usual, we take you to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, vice president of the Movement for Democratic Change. The first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task number one. We are going to be moving street by street, door by door. We speak to people ear to ear, heart to heart, to make sure they understand why voting is a national obligation, why voting is not a spectator engagement. We all have to be players. We all have to be on point and on the spot. That's the first one. The second one, which is equally important, is for us to be able to go to the rural areas, convince our parents and convince our siblings in the rural areas on the importance of turning the tilt of the vote in favor of change, in favor of the victory that we want to see. We need to make sure that we galvanize the whole nation to support and make sure that we put in place that victory that is obviously going to be necessary. The third point is the rigging. You are aware that election in Zimbabwe has always been associated with skullduggery, chicanery, and some tomfoolery on account of ZANU-PF. We want to make sure that we put a full stop to the rigging of ZANU-PF. How do we do that? We need to be organized as a people, as a young people, to neutralize the rigging. We need to go to the villages, make sure that we protect the parents in the villages. We need to go into the suburbs, protect the vote. That is the role of the young people. And this time, we're not going to allow, again, ZANU-PF to get away with murder, literally and metaphorically.
That was one of the MDCT's vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, in Harare. Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. President Jacob Ngarivume of the party speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
Our party would have loved to participate in those by-elections, Jonga, but unfortunately we are too busy currently fighting for the people of Zimbabwe. We are too busy fighting in the streets for electoral reform. We are very busy fighting in the streets to ensure that we stop the coming bond north. We are also very busy working with the rural community to ensure that we fight for a good distribution of food and agricultural input. And this is what we are very busy. We are also busy fighting against police brutality, as you can see with what is happening in the country. We are also calling on members of the military to make sure that they discharge their duties in a manner that is non-partisan. All these issues are very pertinent. For now, we don't have the time. We just have time to ensure that we fight for electoral reform, we fight for those rights for the people of Zimbabwe. That is our focus at the moment.
But you are expected to contest the 2018 elections. How are you going to do it if you are not known on the ground from today?
In all those areas that you have mentioned, Jonga, we are working with structures. We are busy developing structures in those communities. And our people or the people in those constituencies, they know us from the structures and our participation in activities at those local levels. But we also feel equally that, you know, it is through that resilience and iconic challenge to the system that will ensure that the people of Zimbabwe build trust on the brand from Zimbabwe. So as long as we continue to fight, as long as we continue to fight police brutality, as long as we continue to fight against the introduction of bond notes, the people of Zimbabwe will realize the work that we are doing on the ground. If we are also fighting for electoral reform, like we did on Friday, training hands with all other Zimbabweans to come together to demand for electoral reform, we also feel that at this point in time, the attention to the in both elections, which we feel strongly that there are certain things that need to be done, which are fighting for, and hoping that by 2018,
are you going to contest under a coalition or you are going to stand as a Transform Zimbabwe come 2018?
The decision to contest under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe. So such a decision can only be reached once the National Executive has consulted the people and the decision is made.
That was Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to 1 full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwean news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Stanley Maphosa, who works with the World Academy of Science, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Stanley, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so very much.
We understand your organization, along with others, recently had a science symposium in Nigeria. Tell us a little bit more about what that was about.
The science symposium was for the TAS ROSA, which is the World Academy of Science Regional Office of Sub-Saharan Africa, working in conjunction with the Nigerian Young Academy. We were gathering about 100 young scientists from all over Sub-Saharan Africa with the aim of inputting into the Sustainable Development Goals that have recently been inaugurated by the United Nations in conjunction with the member states. So the young scientists from Sub-Saharan Africa are saying they want to participate in the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals so that we achieve what we call inclusive growth and sustainable development.
How was Zimbabwe represented at this symposium?
Yes, there were scientists from Zimbabwe who were making presentations, but there were also representation from the Young Academy in Zimbabwe, represented by Dr. Dexter Tagwire, who is the president of the Zimbabwean Young Academy of Science.
You're also organizing a science conference that will focus on Zimbabweans in the diaspora when it comes to issues of science. Tell us more about this conference.
This meeting of the Zimbabwean diaspora scientists, we call it the Zimbabwean Science Diaspora Meeting, It shall be held on the 14th of September here in Pretoria. What we are trying to do through this particular meeting is to gather Zimbabwean scientists that are working in South Africa or living in South Africa. You will know, and all the listeners will know, that after the challenges in Zimbabwe, a lot of people left the country and they are settled in various countries working in universities. I'm talking about scientists, some working in science council, some working in government and private sector. So we are trying to then mobilize them and bring them to a meeting where they will discuss about the future of science in Zimbabwe.
And when we talk about these challenges, how can science play a role in dealing with what Zimbabwe is facing?
Now, science is quite critical to the development of any particular country. You know, science brings about solutions to social problems, to problems of the natural science. Climate change is one of the major issues, immigration, you know, poverty. All these issues are scientific. So if people really apply the science knowledge from the lab and take it into the community and explain it to the community, I think we will be able to gather enough evidence from a scientific point of view to answer certain issues that are problematic in our society.
And with that, Stanley, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum. That was Stanley Maphosa with the World Academy of Science joining me today on the Youth Forum. As you know by now, Studio 7's English broadcast ends tonight, and this will be the last Youth Forum from me, Tatenda Gumbo. But remember, we still broadcast in Shona and Ndebele, so for your latest news and segments on youth, listen to Blessing Zulu and Ntungamili Nkomo each week. It's been a pleasure, and this is Tatenda Gumbo saying good night and goodbye.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Now we take you down Lover's Lane to hear about how Ambuya Stella Chiweshe got her husband.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Razenzuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition likes. Manners and gestures of the Shona people.
And some would like to know, we heard that you got yourself a handsome man in Germany. Tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit about that is that I asked Ambuya Neander to bring forward to me a man who is kind and obedient and respects my culture. A man who respects my culture. After 2 years, I saw that man. I first saw him in my dreams. I saw a man who was just wandering about in the forest. And later, he took me to that place where he was going every day. He was very sad. And Abuyani said, this is the person who is coming to you, and he is suffering, and he needs to be soothed by you. And when I saw him after 2 years, I said to myself, but he looks like the one I was shown by Abuyani. But I did not see him in Germany. I saw him in Zimbabwe. So I ignored it. Then one day, because we were always rehearsing at Sodato in Harare in Bari. So everybody went out. It was a time for break. And I stood in the middle of the stage and fixed my eyes at the entrance. And then I saw those feet that I saw in my dream. And I scanned up to see whose feet they were. And they were that guy's feet who I met in Germany. But then, straight away, I knew that he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Yeah? So I just greeted him like everybody else, and I just gave him my phone number in case he was going to wake up and know why he'd come to Zimbabwe. Yeah. But in my mind and in my thoughts, it was not for me to be his wife. No, what it was just for me to soothe him, just that. Then after 3 weeks of him being in Zimbabwe, wandering about and not knowing, I was really feeling sorry for him because I knew he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Then one day he phoned, and I said, where are you phoning from? And he said, I am in town. And I said, what are you doing there? Now I was speaking like his wife. And I said, what are you doing there? He said, he was in Elizabeth Hotel. And I said, what are you doing there? And he said, I'm drinking beer. And so I asked him, so you paid a flight to come to Zimbabwe to come and drink beer in Elizabeth Hotel. Is there no beer in Germany? So he said, look, don't ask me too many questions. Just listen to why I phoned. And I said, okay, tell me. Where I'm standing now, I am with my luggage. I don't know where I am going to sleep today. And I said, book a room. And he said, no, I want to come home. And I said, okay, come home. This is how it started.
Wow, so that's a very nice love story right there.
That was Ambuya Stella Chiweshe. And now we take you to the music of Ambuya Stella Chiweshe coming out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America. To recap on today's top stories, one of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, says his party's focus is now the 2018 elections. And Transform Zimbabwe, one of the other opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 28th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. As you know, this is the last English broadcast on Studio 7. Thank you for your support, and we hope that you will continue supporting us in our Shona and Ndebele programming, which will be continuing.
Have a great evening.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe inguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe isiseduze.
Laba abatshengisa ukuthi bangama-vendors abantu labana babotshwa kwenziwa yonke into abantu bathwele nzima kusuke lapho ukhangela bona abantu abazama ukuziphilisa njalo abarani imijova laba abathwele kanzima ama-roadblocks agcwele iganga lonke imali ayikho elizweni abantu sebezibize ukuthi hhayi kumbe ikufa kungcono sifeni kawani kulokuba sifa kancane kancane.
Ukusilela kwababalisi ikakhulu esigabeni seMatabeleland kubikwa kulokhu kusezingeni elibi kakhulu.
Sesilama facts and figures lapha ehofisini kodwa lokuthi khona kwelamanye amatazi afundisa abantwana abangu-90 eklasini ombalizi oyedwa and khonokho vele kuzenza ukuthi khona even ama-results angikhona aphume vele engalunganga.
Njengenjayelo sizalethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo silontongameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe inguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe isiseduze. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Usibindi uthi izakhamizi ikakhulu ezakobulawayo yizo ezanika isibonelo ngokuqakatheka kokutshengisela.
Ukutshengisela lokho esikubona kuzala elizweni vele kwaqhatha ezakhamizini. Ndiyakhumbula siba lamadisigamenzi amaningi lapha sihamba sitshengisela indaba zezeza ngendaba ezahambi kuhlapha ku-council. Soke khathesi ungananzelela ama-drum lokho sokusenzakala elizweni khathesi kungenxa yokuthi i-economy yethu ifile. Ende thina njengezakhamiza kulambuzo ukubana yithi abantu esikhala kudlula abantu bonke ngoba nxa ukhuluma ngokuthi i-industry ivaliwe i-economy ayithika abantu bayasebenza bengaholi ukhuluma ngama-residence. So-ke bona abantu abangama-political parties ama-civil organizations abantu abangama-residence uzananzela ukuthi la nxa engxenye kungaphumi ibizo lokuthi kumbe Progressive Association phambili xa uphile elizweni ngoba liqinisoko labo ababusayo bayaphatha abantu kuhle bahlonipha bamalungelo abantu babona ukuthi i-economy yabanjwa kuhle babona i-service iva lihamba kuhle nxa into leyo zingenzakali abantu ba-train ukuthi lingavumi tengiselana nini. So iko kunje usukela lapho nazethu abantu abanengisesuke bathi bangena kwi-informal sector laba abathengisa ukuthi bangama-vendors abantu labana babotshwa kwenziwa yonke into abantu bathwele nzima usuke lapho ukhangela bona abantu abazama ukuziphilisa njalo abarani imijova laba bathwele kanzima ama-roadblocks agcwele iganga lonke imali ayikho elizweni njengoba unazelu labona abasebenzayo uyate fike hola kuthiwe ngxa ihola $100 hambe ithathe ibhenki $100 kumbe $50 abantu sebezibize ukuthi hhayi kumbe ikufa kungcono sifeni kawani kulokuba sifa kancane kancane.
Labo abaswela kakhulu okwakuthiwa bayaphiwa umumbu labantwana esikolo okwakuthiwa bazaphiwa ukudla liyakubona yini lokho?
Ungananzela nxa ukhuluma ngokudla okuphiwayo silo hlupho lokuthi kwangokudla okuthiwa kuyaphiwa vele kuphiwa on party lines futhi kunika abantu abayijoswana ilihlupho esibalalo ngoba nxa ukhuluma ngabantu abafuna ukudla lapha eZimbabwe bozatholi i-population enkulu over 85% abantu bafuna ukudla kodwa ukudla kwangokunikwa abantu kwaye ulutshwana ukuthi vele akunanzele kuyenza ukuthi abantu bebephiwa ngalo ukuthi uyadinga uthola ngabantu nje abalihle kanyana elingatsho lutho uzawuthiwa yi-social welfare layo ngale ibizanti bayinika ukudla kodwa uyananzela futhi khona futhi ukuthi amabizo akhona abantu ababiziweyo abantu abepartina le ZANU-PF so akuncedi abantu ukudla bakuthole kodwa njengoba sizavula kwabantwana sizakubona kuzahamba kanjani.
Lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umqoqi wenhlelo kunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association njalo eyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ZCTU. Ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi iziphathamandla zalo azisebenzi kuhle e-Beitbridge ngenxa yokuthi imisebenzi okufanele ifezwe izisebenzi zikahulumende igcina isenziwa ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF. Okuningi ngalolu daba sikuzweni kungxoxo lesiphathamandla saleli bandla. Unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBrightbridge East edalele iParliamente.
Sina njengeopposition sile problem sibile enkulu ngokuthi nanxa ungaze kube la ma-function anjani, bena basoze bali-invite. Izinangama-function ye-government abali-invite. Kuyasenqabela kakhulu and kuyasilimaza ngenxa yokuthi uzeza ukhathi kule function enje ukuthi kwathi ndingeza kakuthi kulo-N P. Avele kwesinye isikhathi ufike khona apha endaweni ungu-N P khonapho. Bona laba babe bephethe umsebenzi wona la ukuthi bathi kulo-N P olapha ovele bekwazi ukuthi ngo-opposition. Vele kabagwazela ngeke asukuma kutsho khona kuyenziwa ngikhona because ayisisa ukuthi ezila sicotshe umsebenzi.
Ekwabeni ukudla kungcono yini?
Ekwabeni ukudla khonapho yikho abasebenzisa khona manje iphathi. Uthola ukuthi abantu bezanu-PF bakontrola lasekudleni khona and indawo yokwabiwa kokudla kathesi thina vele angikaboni ukwaziwa okwabelwa kwabantu ukudla. Akulaa muntu owabela ukudla. Ukudla kuthengwa e-D&D kusangange-$15. Sometimes nga ukukhumumisa lanthengwa nge-$15 umuntu ezahamba 15 kilometers egade ibhasi esiyadinga lelo sakanje athike khona ugade ngemali afike alithenge nge-15 aphinde aligadise siya lapha ahlala khona layagade so uyabe selithenge vele nge-25 more than 25. So ukathesa ebhayibhisha ukabi lokwabikwa kokudla so uzakuthiwa kulo ekho-kheshi wathi wathi ephiwe imali eziphiwo zalukwazi but kakuphumeleli ukuthi kuphiwo bani so sebengene kwikhampena ngezinto zona lezi ezibuyayo nxa zibuya zifanele ziyefika kubakhulu bangikhona bebe yibo ababaphambili ndizaphunguza sokukhuluma ukuthi kulesi tafu and babe behamba phambili kuhamba ama-chairman angikhona lani lani ukuthi vele bakhampeni ukuthi yonke into ebuyayo kuthiwa ngelokhu zaphathi afika akukathi ukudla ngokuthi nxa kuphi ukudla sifuna ukubona ukuthi bazabancitha yini abejikho esahambisa iripoti.
Lo unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBrightbridge East edalele iParliamente. I-Studio 7 ayisenelisanga ukuzwa umbono webandla leZANU-PF ngalolu daba. Ukusilela kwababalisi ikakhulu esigabeni seMathebeleni North kubikwa kulokho kusezingeni elibi kakhulu. Kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende esokungaqhatshi ababalisi ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Umqondisi wogatsha lukahulumende olwezemfundo eMathebeleni North, unkosikazi Boita Telo Mguni, ubikwa isithi kwezinye izikolo ezimbili eLupane kulombalisi oyedwa kuphela ofundisa uGrade 1 kusiya kuGrade 6. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe eMathebeleni North, umnumzana Neva Nyahunzwi, uthi ezinye izakhamizi zeJambesi eWange ziphakathi kwemizamo yokudinga abaqeqeshi abafika kwisifundo sikaForm 4 ukuthi befundise abantwa babo bebabhadalele imali engange-$40 ngenyanga. Asizweni ingxoxo lomnumzana Nyahunzwi ukuze sicubungule okuningi okwenzakala ngokusilela kwababalisi.
Siyakwazi ukuthi khona ababalisi vele abaqatshwanga kusukela second term up to okwakathesi. Singakhangela i-Martin North kakhulu, kukhanya siselele emuva kakhulu. I-program entsha le ithiwa khona yi-STEM e-Ministry of Higher Education Day. Ungakhangela ama-figures kakhulu kakhulu, ungakompeya iMathebeleni North lamanye ama-provinces. Uyabona ukuthi khona lapha eMathebeleni North abantwana abaku-STEM balutshwane kakhulu. Mina ngibona ngathi i-reason yikho khona ukuthi khona ababalisi bangikhona aba-mathematics lama-science teachers vele abakho eMathebeleni North. Abahamba ku-retirement, abanye bayafa, abanye bayachiya baye kuma-greener pastures and bonke bona laba vele akulama-replacements. Silama-facts and figures lapha e-ofisini kodwa ukuthi khona kulamanye ama-teachers afundisa abantwana abangu-90 eklasini ombalisi oyedwa and khonokho vele kuzenza ukuthi khona even ama-results angikhona aphume vele engalunganga.
Selimelele uhulumende yini ukuthi alethe laba bantu?
Silama representatives zethu ku-National Joint Negotiating Council lapha esihambisa khona ama-monthly reports ukuthi khona babatshele bona laba amelele abaqatshayo ukuthi khona lapha esisebenza khona izinto vele azimanga kuhle. Kuthiwa ihulumende izama ukuyehlisa i-expenditure, that is bekhangela i-civil service audit report yenza ngo-2015. But unfortunately, ungakhangela ku-Ministry of Education, thina sitshiyene lamanye ama-civil servants because ungahamba esipoliseni, amapolisa lawana, omunye angaya kulive kumbe angaya kufa, at least laphana kuyayenza ukuthi khona bathathe omunye ahambe ayenze umsebenzi wakhe kulama-shift kulani-lani, but lapha esifundisa thina njengababalizi akhula ama-shift. Uteacher kumele abe le-class yakhe and i-teacher people ratio kumele ibe ku-1:40 for most of ama-secondary schools kumbe 1:20 for ama-upper classes.
Lowo umnumzana Neva Nyahonzwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-PTUZ eMathebeleleni North sixoxelaye esewange.
Isaziso eziqakathekileyo senguquko enhlelweni ze-Studio 7 kusukisela ngomvulo mhla ka-29 Ncwabakazi 2016, umsakazo wakho we-Studio 7 uza kuma ukusakaza ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Loba kunjalo, indaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe ngalolu limi zizaqhubeka ziphuma kunhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa ezithi Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu, kuthi ke le Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto. I-Studio 7 izaqhubeka isakaza ngesiNgisi kuhlelo Live Talk lona osoluqheliswa emsakazweni weradio ukuze lube lihola elilodwa, hatshi ingxenye yehola obekuyikho khona kathesi. Lizaba lakho ukuqhubeka lithola indaba zesiNgisi ebulenjini beweb. Sizaqhubeka sisakaza ngesishona langesiNdebele ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu okwengxenye yehola ngalimi lunye, kuthi ngomgqibelo langesonto lalo luqheliswe lusiya njalo kungxenye yehola ngalunye. Ukuze lithole amagagasi esisakaza kiwo, yanini kuwebhusayithi yethu ethi www.voashona.com loba ku www.voaindebele.com. Uhlelo lwesishona lo lwesiNdebele lusakazwa nsuku zonke kusukisela ngo-7 ntambama kusiya ngo-8 p.m. kumagagasi athi 15460 6065 4930 shortwave laku 909 mediumwave. Uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lusakazwa kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama kumagagasi awe 6065 15460 ushortwave laku 909 mediumwave. Inhlelo ze-VOA English to Africa olwe-Africa News Tonight ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8:30 kumagagasi athi 6080 155080 laku 17530 ushortwave. Uhlelo lwe-Nightline Africa ngomgqibelo langesonto kusukisela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ngo-8:30 kumagagasi athi 909 le-4930 mediumwave.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Ike selitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo e-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguntungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ingixoxa lomnumzana Stanley Maphosa owenhlanganiso ye-World Academy of Science, yona esanda qhuba umhlangano omkhulu kwele Nigeria ongenwe ngama-scientists asakhulayo agoqela aweZimbabwe. UMaphosa ngomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano. Baba Maphosa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, ungaqala ngokusichazisela ngomhlangano lo.
Yeah, umhlangano lo ubungowabantu abatsha asibabiza sithi ngama young scientists abaphuma kuyo yonke i-Sub-Saharan Africa, amazwe yonke ase-Africa nje angapha kwe-Sahara. Lapho sibe silabantu abatsha abayenza izifundo ze-science abafika 100. Bebuthene laphana eNigeria bexoxa ukuthi bangaba yingxenye yalokho esikubiza sithi Sustainable Development Goals, ukuthi manje mabe participate ku-inclusive growth ye-sustainable development njengabantu abatsha bangabamba umsebenzi kanjani. Kakhulu i-concern yabantu abatsha abayenza i-science ngokuthi bebengekho uma ama-sustainable development goals esenziwa ayenziwe ngabantu abadala behlezi ndawonye bengafuni ukuzwa ivoice yabantu abatsha, maybe to a limited extent. but sebetike manje akulandaba ngoba asekhona ama sustainable development goals. How can they participate manje kusiya phambili, especially amazwe alama young academies uma engahlangana ndawonye alethe amacebo angasebenza namazwe lawo abavela khona.
Izinqumo bani eziphume kulomhlangano nxa zikhona?
Ye, isinqumo esiphumileyo esikhulu ngesokuthi ama young academies amazwe wonke asebenzelane abe le network yawo abazayibiza bethi i-African Young Academy Network, ukuze bakwazi ukwazi ukuthi omunye wenzani kwelinye ilizwe, omunye wenzani kwelinye ilizwe, okubonisa ukuthi abantu bangasebenza bebonke belamandla kulokuthi besebenze bengama-one-one. Uma besebenza bebonke bazaletha i-voice ye-science evela kubantu abatsha kuma policy makers ase-Africa.
Bebekhona yini ontanga abadabuka eZimbabwe?
Bebekhona ontanga abadabuka eZimbabwe, bemelwe ngomunye obizwa kuthiwa ngu-Dexter Dagwirei, nguye ongu-president we-academy yabantu abatsha eZimbabwe.
Sizwa kuthiwa liqoqa njalo omunye umhlangano ophathelane leze science khona ngapho kwele South Africa ngenyanga ezayo. Ungasichazisela ngalo mhlangano?
Lo mhlangano esiwuqoqayo uzawuba khona mhla ka-14 September eSouth Africa. Lowo aso wabantu abatsha kuphela, ngabatsha labadala abehlangene. Siwuqoqa siwubiza sithi yiZimbabwean scientist in the diaspora meeting. Ngamanye amagama siqoqa ama-scientist wonke aseZimbabwe asebenzela eSouth Africa kumbe asehlala eSouth Africa ngokuhlala, ngokukhetha kumbe la ngokusebenza, ukuze babuye ndawonye baxoxisane ngokuthi bangaphathisa njani ilizwe laseZimbabwe ezintweni zescience.
Ebantwaneni besikolo siyazi iscience iqhakathekile kakhulu kulezi insuku. Ungabachazisela ukubana kungani ibalulekile njalo kungani kuqhakathekile ukuthi kube yizifundo abaziqhakathekisa empilweni yabo?
Science ngisho ukuthi yinto esiza kakhulu ukuthi sixazulule ama solutions esihlangana lawo empilweni, whether ngama solutions awe natural science bo climate change, whether ngama solutions awe social issues zabo migration, zabo poverty, konke lokho kuxazululwa yi science. So ngalama magama abantu abasha uma be participate science kusho ukuthi baparticipate ezintweni ezizasiza ilizwe lethu kusiya phambili. Ngikhuthaza ke abantu abatsha noma bengabesilisa noma bengabesifazana bonke baparticipate kuscience. Bangabi le ndaba ukuthi bathi science nzima, iscience iyasehlula, kodwa baqinisele basebenze nzima bastudy. Izabasiza ekuthini, one, basolve ama-issues elizwe, number two, lawo bazithole belempilo engcono kakhulu ekuthini imisebenzi iyatholakala ngcono ngapha esigabeni sescience kula kwezinye indawo lapho sekugcwele abantu abaningi kakhulu.
Hayi, uyibeka kuhle baba Maphosa, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu into kamili labalaleli be-Voice of America Studio 7. Lisale kahle, siyabonga.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ngixoxa lomnumzana Stanley Maphosa, yena osebenzela inhlanganiso ye-World Academy of Science, yona ephakathi kokuqoqa umhlangano omkhulu wama-scientists eZimbabwe ahlala kwamanye amazwe. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Oliver Lelisayo, uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga Ntungamile. Ukuze gqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi izehlakalo zokutshengisela esezivamile elizweni zikhomba ukuthi mhlawumbe kuza kuba lenguquko kwezombusazwe kanye lezomnotho welizwe. Ukusilela kwababalisi kakhulu esigabeni seMathebeleni North kubikwa kulokho kusezingeni elibi kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende sokungaqatshi ababalisi ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Oliver Lelisayo, ngisithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
You have
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.